such a great high priest, having traversed the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, we should be, and this is where, hallelujah, krateia. The word is literally, it's not just strength, it's not just might, it is dominion. It kratos, dominion, krateo, to dominate. And homologeo, remember what we went through. It's not a confession, it's a profession. You're not confessing things, you are professing the faith that is in you out from the knowledge of God through the Spirit of God, from the Son of God who lives in you. He is alive in you. That's what it says, right? You open up your mouth with a dominating profession because they're His words. You put His words in your mouth in faith and speak them out. And as that happens, that faith, all of these things we're talking about, it builds up that faith in you, but it also should be bringing an attitude. Your attitude should be, hey, you know, I have standing in the kingdom of God. This is my kingdom too, and I can say these things with authority. And looking at the enemy and the things around you, you can be dominating, not people, the enemy, dominating in your profession. You dominate in these things. And remember what I said to begin with. All of these things, in case you haven't noticed, have been framed in the idea of intercession, declaring that faith and profession over others. It literally can affect the nations. And last week, I think it was, I shared with you a few of the things, by no means exhaustive, just specific things, revelation out from the Spirit that God has spoken to me about when I am doing what 1 Timothy 2, beginning verse 1, actually works 1 through 5 there, says, that you make it a priority to declarations, entreaties, intercession, and giving of thanks for all men, for those in authority, and for those who have preeminence or influence. Because it's God's will that all men are saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And it's God's will that we should live tranquil and undisturbed lives in Eusebiah, mentioned that to you, godliness. That right way of being and living that flows from the inside of you. And dignity. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And it should be a priority for us to be doing this regularly. So you go to God, we're talking about wisdom and revelation. You go to God and you say, hey. And He says, hey, what do you want me to say? And then stand there or sit there and listen for a moment. Sometimes you'll have a verse of scripture that will come up. Sometimes you'll hear, you know, say this concerning this person. Especially when we're talking about our government. The world is a big place. There's a lot of countries, what, 168 or something like that, countries. Then you got, even in just our country, you got the federal government and all the aspects of it, and you have state governments and all the aspects of it, and then you got county governments and all the aspects of it, or parishes, if you live in Louisiana. Or, you understand? Or municipalities. We have a mayor and council and a fire chief and a police chief and all these things. I don't think, what I say? Just my opinion. I don't think that we have the time for each of us individually to go through all of those things that need to be said concerning all of those people and all of those situations. And yet Paul said, hey, make this a priority. Praying for those in authority. Well, are we talking about like the federal level? Are we talking about down in Montgomery and Alabama, the state level? Are we talking about here? I mean, you understand? Yes. The magnitude of that. Okay, well, you can do it in the spirit. That works. Okay? But I believe, what did I say?
You believe.
Y'all, I've become more and more convinced now over the last at least several years, more and more and more, absolutely, that God gives assignments, says that in the first chapter, Colossians, that God gives assignments to us. And he gives different people assignments, like what comes up in my mind may not be at all the thing that comes up in your mind. Like, you may be praying a lot for the state legislature, for the state senators and the state reps. Understand that? Some people may be praying for the justices of the Supreme Court. Some people may, hopefully, will be praying for the mayor and council here in Irondale, right? God will give you things to say. He will give you wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. But you have to, first of all, believe what we're talking about. Secondly, you have to ask him. And then third, you have to act on that response. And you have to take it as an assignment that you are responsible for. I'm smiling. I see so many Christians wandering around, and if you listen to them and watch them, the only thing they got on their minds is themselves. That's not kingdom, okay? And when you hear a lot of the teaching out there, and Jill and I talk about this, and you almost can't help it, because when you're trying to teach or preach or exhort, encourage other people, it's going to come out that you're talking to them personally, okay? That just happens. However, when almost all of the teaching is just about you getting your stuff, we've missed it, okay? That's a good thing, but it's also a given. You understand? It's also a given. I have this phrase that I've had for decades. I have no idea where it came from, okay? Like at least 30 years or more. You take care of God's business, he'll take care of yours. And I really believe that. You know, he'll tell you what you need to say concerning you as well. But the priority, as Paul wrote in Timothy, to Timothy, the priority should be other people.